Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, 42064, 59-year-old woman, single, divorced, two children, used to be a laundry worker, evaluated for asthma, DJD, kidney problems, and diabetes, period. New paragraph surgery, 2 C-section, gallbladder surgery, allergy, iodine, family history, mom died of Alzheimer's, had dementia and hypertension. Dad is still, dad died of prostate cancer. Blood sugar is in the 90 to 130s. Patient's medication includes amlodipine, atorvastatin, Symbicort, albuterol, Lyrica, Singulair, Tramadol, Cyclobenzapril, Beprev, B-E-P-R-E-V-E, Loratadine, Hydrochlorothiazide, Glibride, Lisinopril, Tradjenta, Narcan, Diclofenac, Symbicort, and Atorvastatin. Period. An exam, patient is awake, alert, is able to give me a good history. A review of system, she's had no change in her weight, no nausea, vomiting, she suffers from symptoms of neuropathy, chronic pain, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 90, respiration is 18, at febrile, heart pulses, some pulses, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next surgery, have a disconcert, so glass, stroke, stomach, stroke, edema. That shows plus one edema. Number one, hypertension. Controlled. Number two, diabetes stable. Next one is diabetic neuropathy. Next one is COPD. Next one is CKD. Next number, coronary. Next one is right-sided heart failure. Next one is hypertension. Next number is, we'll check oxygen level with activity. I suspect patient will require oxygen with activity. Thank you.